Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reverend Ivy Rivera, Psychic Medium's Ask a Medium show here on Academy Talk Radio. We are live on the air from our studio in the Ivy League Psychic Academy in Amherst, New York. Reverend Ivy Rivera has designed this show in the expectancy that it will reach those who are ready to receive knowledge being taught here at exactly the right moment in synchronicity with your spirit. Ivy encourages all listeners worldwide to attend classes electronically or in person at the Ivy League Psychic Academy, where we are raising up the next generation of lightworkers. For a full list of classes, visit ivyleaguepsychicacademy.com, and to book a reading with Ivy, visit ivyriverapsychicmediums.com or find her on Facebook. Before we begin, I want to mention some upcoming classes we have at the Academy. We have Coffee with Your Angels on May 2nd. Tag Gallery, which is a free event on May 7th, free for the audience to attend, so text Ivy at 716-602-1391 to reserve your seat now. Level 2 Psychic Mediumship Development begins May 8th. That is for Level 1 graduates. Reiki Levels 1 and 2 and Master's Class, May 13th. And Meet Your Guides, May 17th. All classes except Reiki are Skype optional. For more class information, visit ivyleaguepsychicacademy.com. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Friedman, and I am your host for this week's show. I'm an assistant teacher here at the Ivy League Psychic Academy. Each week, a different assistant teacher will be hosting, Brittany Rose, Teresa Matuzak, or myself. My guest tonight is the chakra shaman, Nicole Petroff. How are you, Nicole?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Amanda?
Great. Glad to be here. We have an exciting topic tonight. So tonight we're going to discuss chakras and how they can help with healing, personal development, and creating the life we want. We're also taking questions all hour, either on topic or psychic mediumship questions. The number to call in is 646-668-2353. That's 646-668-2353. So before we get into our topic, Nicole, would you first like to tell the listeners about your background and how you became involved with the chakras and healing work?
Sure. It's kind of a long story, but
that's okay. I think it's
interesting. A little bit. I came to holistic healing work for my own healing. Some illness that I had in the past, and that could have been a combination of emotional things that were happening at the time, as well as some environmental exposures that I had when I was working in as an environmental scientist. And so I kind of got thrown into the holistic healing modalities since mainstream medicine did not know what to do with me. And my neighbor at the time was going to school for herbalism, and he offered to help me out with detoxing, and I increased my yoga practice every day. I did a whole bunch of energy work, energy and healing modalities, and I started just focusing on myself and my own healing and different things that I can do, and I changed my diet. And the chakras were part of that and as part of my yoga practice. And I started to feel better. And I'm like, oh, wow. And I'm like, as I started to feel better, I was feeling drawn to helping others on their path to healing. So I went to a yoga teacher training program, and I started teaching yoga. And then I was drawn to Anna Dea Judas' books on the chakras, and I started studying with her personally since 2009, and going to her workshops and her certification program as a chakra therapist and teacher, and teaching her work from her books. And that's how I became a chakra shaman. And so I was sitting with her, and I was talking to her about like all the things that I'm doing, the shamanic healing work that I'm doing, the Reiki and the sound healing and the yoga and shamanic journey. And I'm like, I don't know how to bring everything together. And she's like, Nicole, you need to call yourself the chakra shaman. And I'm like, wow, I love that. And I'm like, that's why you're the writer. I'm just teaching your work. And so that's how I became a chakra shaman. I've been doing shamanic work work for a while, and the chakra work even for longer. So, and putting these two together has been an amazing experience for me and for my clients and students. So here I am.
That's great. It's so amazing how the holistic alternative medicine can actually be somewhat more beneficial than, you know, popping a pill.
Yeah, exactly. Like mainstream medicine seems to like be all about diagnosis. It's great. It's great for diagnosis, but also cover, you know, they are like, I didn't want a pill pusher on me to cover up the symptoms. I wanted real healing.
Yeah.
And I even went to my primary care doctor and said, I don't want you to be a pill pusher with me. Mm-hmm. I want you to help me figure out what's going on. And she actually did. And she's one that was like, encouraged me to become vegetarian and change my diet. And then it kind of like went from there. Like everything went from there, more holistic kind of approach. And holistic healing is taking in not only the physical body, but the emotional body, the spiritual body, the energetic body, the mental body, and seeing what's going on within all those aspects of your life is creating an imbalance, is creating that illness.
So very interesting. And, you know, we'll get into the topic more later, but it's just... I wanted to touch on your classes and how important that is to spread the awareness and, you know, use it in conjunction, you know, with a treatment plan from a doctor rather than, you know, just pills.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicole recently taught two classes here at the Academy. They were called Discover the Chakras, the Sacred Centers of Inner Wisdom, and Introduction to Chakra Therapy. I attended both classes, and there was so much great information that you covered. I also really enjoyed the resources that you emailed out to the people that attended your classes as well. It's great, you know, for a quick reference. You know, when you have a question pops up in your mind, you can look back and, you know, have it answered just at your fingertips. I'm pleasantly surprised at how these classes really made me step back and take a look within. It gave me a greater understanding of my actions and personality as well. So I highly recommend these classes for anyone out there that wasn't able to attend. Check out the website for when they're offered again, and, you know, follow Nicole. She'll give you her information later to follow her. Okay, so we're going to move on to our topic now, and I figured we'd start with a pretty basic question just to just in case people aren't even aware. So what exactly are chakras?
So the word chakra is a Sanskrit word meaning wheel of light, and it's basically like, I like this description best. It's like a portal between our inner world and our outer world. And the chakras, they're like moving life force energy between our inner self and our outer self. They're moving life force energy or chi or energy, and they're just bringing in energy, moving in, and they really are centers of inner wisdom that need to happen to them. And different they really can help us understand ourselves better. I can't think of anything else right now.
Close. That's fine. That's a great explanation. So exactly how many chakras are there? Because I've heard and read some articles, people say there's hundreds, and other people's opinions are, you know, even up to thousands.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. There's different models of chakra systems from different cultures, and some cultures have a 5 model system, some have a 7, some have a 12, some have a 21. And the most recognized system has 7, mm-hmm. 7 chakras, and that's the most accepted and recognized. The ones that are thousands, I think they're probably including the thousands, hundreds and thousands of nadis that are out there in the energy field that are bringing in the energy to the energy body. So I guess the answer is depends on the culture.
Okay. So traditionally we see like the reverse, like rainbow colors. So that's that's the model that you use for your healing and your teaching?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So why should someone begin to explore their chakras and, you know, what's going on with them?
Well, like I said, the chakras are centers of inner wisdom. They can help us to understand ourselves better and how we experience life, how we perceive reality, and how we relate to the world. They hold like a holistic or understanding of how our life transpires right in front of us, and how we work together, different aspects of ourselves work together. Mm-hmm. So, like I said earlier, like holistic healing takes in like the emotional, the mental, the physical, and everything, the lifestyle, diet, everything that is going on in our life. And so the chakras create a holistic map of seeing that. And so we can create balance and optimal health and healing and peace in our lives. The chakras are correlated to the endocrine system and the nervous system, so in the physical body. So we it can affect our physical health. Some of the benefits of working with the chakras that I've seen for myself and for others have been like really having a better understanding of ourselves, having more peace in our life, more better health, a way of self-healing. Our anxiety diminish, the mood swings kind of disintegrate. Addictions can become dealt with and less, they diminish. We can improve concentration. We can improve the clarity of mind and spirit. We can find our inner peace by exploring our chakras, our inner self more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you tied in some benefits in that explanation, but are there any more benefits you can think of to working with the chakras?
Maybe how somebody would go about. Like our issues are within our tissues, so to speak. So like we take in experiences from the outside world, and we tend to hold on to them in our tissues, in our physical bodies, when we start to release them from the energetic body, and we'll start to find balance in the physical body. So this is where when we learn to find balance in the chakra system, we can find balance in our health and every aspect of our life.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to begin chakra work, how would you recommend that they start and work the process?
Well, there's many books out there. My teacher's books, Anadea Judith's books. She's written several books, I think 6 or 7 now. A good starting one would be Wheels of Life, if you're interested in more of the psychology of the chakras, Eastern Body, Western Mind, and more of healing through the chakras through yoga, then the Chakra Yoga. And then there's also Sevenfold Journey, which is a lot of the exercises that we do, some of them that we do in chakra therapy. I would recommend checking out her books. Also come to one of my classes. I'm offering the Discover Your Chakras class again that I offered here at the Psychic Academy. Mm-hmm. I'll be offering it again May 20th at Evolution Yoga in Buffalo, New York. And, and, and this Psychic Academy again soon, and I'm sure there will be Skype optional as well, or Zoom optional. We can. I also offer other classes as well, such as detoxing through the chakras and manifesting your life through the chakras, and healing through the chakras workshops as well. And if I'm not offering them in a class or an online class or whatnot, you can always schedule a private workshop with me or a private retreat with me. And you can do that. And then I also offer chakra therapy sessions with people.
Oh, great. So can a balanced chakra system help with manifestation and laws of attraction?
Yes, it can. When we have the flow moving freely within us without anything blocking it, then we are more peaceful or more liberated, and we also can manifest things in our life more easily. When we talk about laws of attraction, thinking positively comes to mind, and like being what you want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the chakra system could be a map of manifesting, bringing those things that you want to see in your life into physical reality, just by going downward, moving the energy downward through your chakra system. For an example, we have an idea that will come through the crown chakra, and we visualize it coming through the third eye. We speak about it, speak our truth about it, communicate about it in the throat chakra. We put our passion and our love into it through the heart chakra. We put our will into it in the solar plexus chakra. And then we put action into it in the sacral chakra, and then it manifests into reality. So we can, if something's not manifesting in our life, that we can use the chakra map is to figure out where we're being blocked, and then go deeper into that chakra and find out what is blocking me in that chakra, and then work on that to free the energy up so we can move the energy downward to create that reality.
Okay, so for example, if somebody had a block in the throat chakra, problems, communication and whatnot. So that would also manifest in problems throughout the rest of their life as well,
yeah,
correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So how often should chakra maintenance occur? So in other words, how often do they need to be cleared and balanced?
That's really depends on the individual. It's very depending upon like what's going on with you personally. I'd say what would define a balanced and unbalanced chakra system would be look at your symptoms. If you're having like symptoms in your physical body, then it's more than likely you have an imbalance in your chakra system.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having emotions, negative vibration, emotions, and behavioral problems, then it's most likely that there's an imbalance as well. So, the maintenance part is like check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just check yourself and then see if you're unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
You can take an approach of creating balance from unbalance, or you can take an approach of prevention and keeping balanced. So if you're doing an approach of keeping balance, yeah, you might need to do something every day,
mm-hmm.
like meditation every day, or there's many different things to create balance, such as meditation and yoga energy healing modalities that can create balance as well. Dance can help like create balance and reduce and let go of stuff, and Qigong and Tai Chi, shamanic healing practices and journeying. So those are just some of the things that can help to create, that you can do to help maintenance your own chakra system, as well as using crystals and aromatherapy and as well. So.
Okay, great. So it's more of like an individualized approach. So, you know,
yeah.
if you have a lot of like toxic negative energy that you're around all the time, you know, whether it's at work or home, you might have to go through this process more frequently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. It's very situational depending on how the person and what they're going through. It's a way to look inside of yourself
mm-hmm.
to see where you're at. And then you can create balance from there. And depending upon where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're feeling balanced, then you can just keep it balanced by doing those things. If you're feeling unbalanced, then work on removing the things that are creating the imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where chakra therapy can come in.
Great. So what is chakra therapy?
Chakra therapy is a particular system developed by Anandeya Judith, and it's like a body-oriented psychotherapy to help release those stuck traumas that are in our energy, in our chakras, in our bodies, to help release those traumas out and really and release the layers of those traumas so we can start to develop more healing on deeper levels and create that balance within our chakra system and create that life that we want. It's a system that not only uses those, you know, it can use those things that I mentioned before to create balance, but it also uses bioenergetic techniques and somatic movements to help relieve the trauma of the person's energy
mm-hmm.
That we end up holding on to and creates that imbalance. And it can be very deep work and very powerful work. Every time I get a chakra therapy session, I benefit from it. And
mm-hmm.
it's just peeling away more layers and more layers of it, of the wound. And eventually it starts to heal. Those wounds start to heal, and you don't be controlled by those wounds anymore. You don't, and by those traumas anymore. And trauma is about how you react to the world, not about the event.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how you react to the world.
I know it's probably like more of an individualized process, but about how long, like how many sessions do people typically need to attend before they start noticing some benefits?
Well, most people see a benefit from the first session.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the person's intention
okay.
and what they want to heal and what they're working on. So, and how much they're willing to go there and how much they're willing to, how deep they're willing to go. So it's some people need a few sessions, maybe two or three sessions. Some people will need a lot more than that because they're working on a lot of issues or a lot of deep trauma. And of course, it's like peeling away layers. So once one layer gets peeled away, there's another layer underneath that, you know, we could always work on. So, and eventually, that wound won't affect the person as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't need the chakra therapy for that issue anymore.
So with a lot of energy work, it's just mostly intention and, you know, what the person wants to really fully get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so something I've been curious about, can past life trauma be discovered and healed through chakra therapy?
It actually can. Anandeya says that trauma is trauma, and it can come up if it's no matter if it's felt in a past life or in this one, it still could be held into the energy body and the
mm-hmm.
physical body. So, and during a chakra therapy session, sometimes there's past life stuff coming up, and this didn't really happen to me, but I'm like, well, it must have been a past life. Even if you're not aware of any of your past lives, some past life trauma can come up, or ancestral trauma can come up as well. And if you're feeling it as if it's happening, it's happened, mm-hmm. To you in a session. And because it did,
mm-hmm.
it's imprinted into your energy. And then you can start to release that and let go. Yeah.
So like sometimes people say that some trauma were to happen in a past life to be born with like a birthmark in a certain spot on this life. It's pretty much along the similar idea.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna get too specific into like what my one has happened with my clients, but it can be really intense when trauma starts to come up with people and they don't know what it is. And I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what it is. Yeah. And we treat it as just wounds that are coming up, traumas that are coming up, and just start to titrate it, start to release some of the layers and then they start to have shifts in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know why. Because it didn't, it might have happened in the past life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
great.
Yeah.
So I know you mentioned before that you're a yoga teacher. So I was just kind of curious about how just the process of yoga might be able to help the chakras.
It does very much. Right now I'm teaching a yin yoga class, Evolution Yoga, and this particular kind of practice is very gentle and very relaxing, and it's more of a feminine kind of energy, very nurturing, resting aspect of ourselves, whereas a yang kind of yoga is more active, more moving, body moving, and but even a gentle kind of practice can help relieve emotions and relieve issues within the tissues. Yin practice gets into the connective tissue, gets into the issues within. I have people having emotional releases a lot in my classes, and they're releasing stuck energy, they're releasing stuck trauma, they're releasing stuck experiences that are in the energy body, that are in the chakras. There's poses for each chakra that will stimulate and open and really help to release each issues from each chakra.
Definitely very interesting. So like working on your physical body can actually help your emotional and spiritual body as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional or mental or physical, and it's all connected to each other.
So I know we mentioned before the seven chakras. So would you be willing maybe just to list them and then maybe a couple characteristics of each or, something along those lines? So I know it starts with the root chakra.
Sure. Yeah. Start with the root chakra. It's the base of the spine. It's red. It's for earth energy. It's very dense and a lower frequency. And then we have the sacral chakra, which is at the pelvis region or lower back, and reproductive organs, sexuality, creativity. It's orange. It's for the water element. Then we have the solar plexus chakra, which is above the sacral and near the ribs, and it's yellow in nature. It's the fire energy. What is our will? Is our self-esteem? Then we have the heart chakra, which is air energy. That's the heart space in the center. It's green energy. It's for love, self-love, and the heart chakra is actually the bridge between our spiritual world and the earthly world. The lower three chakras that I just mentioned, below the heart, is more in the physical realm. And now the chakras I mentioned just in a minute are more in the spiritual realm. So we have now the heart chakra, the air element, and then we have the throat chakra, which is sound and for communication, speaking the truth. And it's blue energy, blue, and it's a higher frequency than, say, the root chakra and less dense. And then we have the third eye chakra, which is sometimes indigo in color, perception, intuition, and the element is light. And then we have the crown chakra, which is crown of the head or above the head, sometimes it's white or golden, and that's like our divine presence and connection to spirit and our connection to our truest self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was so interesting for me to learn about these more in depth in your classes, and then kind of figure out like, oh, okay, well, it makes sense. I think I have an issue with like the root chakra, then I think I have an issue with like the throat chakra, you know, and so on and so forth. To the point where I could actually, you know, start to recognize like how it's affecting my life and, you know, holding me back, you know, in certain areas, you know, creating blocks, like we mentioned earlier. And also, you know, just making me more curious and like, well, how can I go about fixing that? So definitely really interested in, you know, taking more of your classes and also doing more discovery work on my own, you know, through the modalities you gave us in class, you know, to try and balance and clear. So like I said, I can't say enough great things about the classes that you offered here. Just highly beneficial to everybody involved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we do have one question coming in. So Wendy asks, I may have just met the twin daughter that died. Don't know how to believe or process that. So if I'm understanding your question correctly, you maybe encountered somebody in this life that you believe is the reincarnated version of a twin daughter that died. Let me just take a minute here. Okay, so Spirit does want me to say, you know, we do have, you know, the reincarnation process is obviously real, as we talked about past lives earlier. I do feel like, you know, you are picking up on this correctly. It does feel like the right connection. excuse me. I want to say she was brought back in your life at this point in time to propel you forward. I feel like there were blocks and obstacles holding you back before, and I feel like she's come to really reawaken you and kind of fulfill this missing piece, this void that you felt within. I feel like it's a good idea to start maybe getting to know her more, whether it's, you know, through just starting off chatting and friendship and whatnot. But yeah, she's definitely sent to you at this specific point in your time to help move you forward. I've seen lots of purple, so I want to stay in the area of spiritual development, but I also want to mention health as well. I feel like there were some residual built up, you know, like lower energies that I feel like have to be cleared out, and I feel like this is the way to clear it out and start moving forward. Did you have anything to add, Nicole?
No.
No? Okay. So I would just encourage you to you know, first take time to, you know, process this. It is.
I do have.
Okay, go ahead.
I do have one thing. You're perceiving her as your twin, and so she's a reflection of you, and to notice that, that mirror that she's giving you, and as a way to go inside yourself a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Great. Really, yeah, I would agree with that. Definitely, you know, reflect back, you know, the introspection. But, you know, like I said, it feels like blocks and everything are kind of going to be out of your way, you know, once you discover this more and develop it more. I do also want to say, talk to your joy guide about this. I feel like they can help, you know, with the spiritual development aspect, but it does feel like there does need to be a lot of time to think and process. And I want to say a lot of meditation needed as well. So we wish you good luck with that, Wendy. Do we have any other callers coming in? Okay. I'm trying to think. So was there anything else you wanted to add in about maybe like any more of like your upcoming classes, like how people could reach out to you, get in more into, you know, how they could reach you for, you know, chakra therapy and things like that?
Yeah, you can reach me at area code 716-912-9399, 716-912-9399. Or check out my website, thechakrashaman.com or innerwisdomholistic.com for a list of my services, classes, and workshops and whatnot. I offer personal healing sessions and chakra therapy and shamanic healing and sound healing and Reiki therapies and combination of all of them. And yoga nidra, yogic sleep. I'm holding a workshop on May 21st at Evolution Yoga, which is yogic sleep is the state between waking and dreaming. It's a very deep relaxation practice. We're taking you on a journey throughout your body. It's a form of meditation. And a guided meditation where I take you into this altered state. And through practicing this yoga nidra for almost 10 years now, I realized that I was going into multi-dimensions, and that I was shamanic journeying. So my guides told me, oh, I need to combine these practices to help others with it. So I combine the shamanic journey, guided shamanic journey with the yoga nidra, so people can start to have a relationship with their spirit guides and helpers through the shamanic journey. And eventually, I'll have a series of shamanic journeys where you're learning how to journey yourself, and you don't need so much guidance. And you can just start to journey into the other dimensions and have a relationship with your guides with just a repetitive drum, or and you don't really need somebody guiding you. But right now I'm just combining the yoga nidra into shamanic journey, and hopefully I'll have a CD out soon with that as well.
Great. That sounds really, really interesting and fascinating. And again, you know, just want to emphasize how important the work that you're doing is, and how I feel like it's so desperately needed, especially in this area. I know you mentioned a lot of people around here have problems with the throat chakra, thyroid problems.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, that would indicate, you know, communication issues. So
yeah.
It just feels like it really needs to be widespread. There needs to be a lot more awareness, and people just really need to start understanding their own energy and what's going on, and, you know, blocks that might be throughout their body.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, coming from a hear that, you know, the Western New York area has a high thyroid disease or thyroid cancer rate compared to the rest of the state. Okay, there's something environmental happening, mm-hmm. but there's also something energetically happening. I mean, I have thyroid issues too, and it wasn't just, you know, what I was bringing into my body. It's food and water, but it was also a lot of emotion, you know, the chakra imbalance, mm-hmm. emotion, energetic imbalance that was happening. And once I created that balance, my thyroid was fine. So,
And of course, we, you know, we want to mention this is not meant to replace, you know, any medical treatment that you should be receiving. I want to say this is to be used in conjunction with what your doctor is prescribing. You know, always follow their treatment plan. But again, you know, we encourage you to explore other options to use in conjunction, you know, with medication. So by no means are we saying, you know, don't listen to your doctor, like throw it out the window. I want to say just trying to find a combination that works for you. So right. if you have medication, you know, you absolutely have to take, you know, by all means, keep taking it. You know, we're not saying don't stop or, you know, we're not telling you to stop. But then, you know, look into, well, say I have a problem with my heart. I'm on heart medication. Well, maybe you need to start examining your own body and your actions, your thoughts. And, you know, maybe there's a block or something going on with the heart chakra, for example.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, I wonder, like, us as the, you know, Western New York community, what is going on with our communication? What are we not speaking up about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we not telling our truth about? Are we not involved in our communities enough? Are we just being run over and being taken, you know, are we just being, like, a doormat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if so many of us are having the throat chakra issue, like, what are we doing as a community? You know, and what is happening in our community? And that's just, I don't have the answer to that. It's look inside yourself to find the answer. It's what's inside is also outside. What's outside is also inside.
Yeah, I would be curious to explore that as well. You know, they do call us the city of good neighbors, but obviously the neighbors are holding something back, you know, with the throat chakra issues.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be curious to find out. Then again, I don't really know how you go about doing that. It'd probably take a lot of research and hoping that people actually speak up since there is that throat chakra issue.
Yeah, a lot of study would probably have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
With the community.
Yeah. And I would imagine it varies city by city, probably, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that concludes our show for the evening. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. For a full list of classes, visit IvyLeaguePsychicAcademy.com, and to book a reading with Reverend Ivy Rivera, Psychic Medium, visit IvyRiveraPsychicMedium.com or find her on Facebook. You can find me at Amanda Friedman, Psychic Medium on Facebook. And Nicole, where can they find you?
TheChakraShaman.com or InnerWisdomHolistic.com. And my Facebook name is Yogini Nicole Patrov, the Chakra Shaman.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. Last minute caller before we wrap up. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Karen. I'm calling from Boston.
Okay. What's your question, Karen?
My question is, how do I, in regards to the chakras, how do I clear and ground my base chakra?
Thank you for asking. It's an amazing question. A lot of people in this country have root chakra issues going on and have trouble being grounded and safe, feeling safe and secure in their own bodies, and feeling safe on the planet. And so And a lot of us have a lot of birth trauma, and that creates that birth trauma gets stuck in the root chakra. So there's some exercises that you can do to ground yourself.
Okay.
And the if you're it's kind of hard to describe this over the radio, but there's some things that you can do would be to walk barefoot in the grass will help ground you, and let's see, the you want to like imagine that when you're walking, like you have roots growing from the bottom of your feet, and you're connecting to the earth through your roots. And I'd also recommend yoga. And do you practice yoga now?
I don't practice yoga, but I dance all the time.
Dancing is wonderful. Yes.
Love to dance.
Okay. Yeah, dancing will get you in your body and will definitely help the root chakra as well. The other things that you can do, if you go online and look up like chair pose and and then while you're in chair pose, slowly straighten your legs and push down into the ground, like growing those roots at the same time, and that will help you to ground as well. If you're doing like a high lunge with your back heel up off the ground, you can push in down into the ground with your feet. And pretending you're splitting the ground underneath you apart in opposite direction.
Oh, okay.
That really helps to activate the root chakra and ground as well. I have root chakra trauma, and this has been a challenge for me to stay grounded as my energy tends to shoot up. Into the upper chakras when I'm stressed or when I'm under any kind of stress or whatnot. So my energy tends to shoot up. And so staying grounded for me has been a challenge. When I worked on the issues within the tissues, the issues within the root chakra, for me it was fear of abandonment. I was adopted when I was 2 days old, and I found out that my biological father, I'm not going to get into too much personal things, but so I had some root chakra wounding, and when I started to work on releasing the traumas with the chakra therapy work with Anadea, it was easier for me to ground and feel safe in my body and to feel safe on the planet. It's finding people that have like root chakra issues a lot of times need to find that safety. So also practicing restorative yoga, if you have a restorative yoga class in your area.
Yes, a friend of mine was actually telling me about that, and it's actually something I would really, really like to do. She said it's absolutely fabulous for people to be grounded and to really, you know, in regards to the nervous system of the body, just to relax. She said it's fabulous.
It is. It's really relaxing practice. Anybody can do it, and the whole idea behind it, I feel like, is when we feel like we're being supported in our lives, we can really relax and let go on deeper levels. And the restorative poses provide that support with the props. So when you're practicing having that support underneath you, you can really relax and let go and be increased levels and released a lot of issues in the tissues and balanced them,
yes,
and balanced the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the more we practice the restorative yoga, we'll start to realize that instead of looking outside for that support, we can find it within.
And with, yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. That makes sense. You know, when you're stuck in the house during the winter, you know, it I think for me, I'm a little off balance. And just being outside when the weather is absolutely, it's beautiful and sunny, you know, I feel like it's good for me. I just love being outdoors, and I feel that,
yeah,
you know, it's been a while, and, you know, I used to garden really, getting my hands in the soil, and my shoes are
mm-hmm.
off, and I'm touching the ground. I mean, wow, it has
mm-hmm.
doing some really stressful times in my life. If it wasn't for me being able to take my shoes off and get my hands in the soil and plant, you know, and just be outdoors, I don't know what would have happened. I really believe it helped ground me and prepare me for what was to come.
It sure does. Like having
it really does.
Gardening is amazing, and like getting in the earth. I mean,
yes,
the root chakra is the earth energy. So getting in the earth
mm-hmm.
really helps to feel that connection with the earth and feel connection to our root chakra more. So I feel
mm-hmm.
safe on the planet. As we,
yes,
you know, we are all part of the earth. And when we have trauma there, we feel like we're not a part of or separate. And when we learned through programming that we're separate from the earth instead of connected to one another through the earth. So yeah, you're doing great with the gardening. Maybe in the wintertime, have some plants growing, and they're really good for your plants in the wintertime.
Yes.
And also in the wintertime is like, I feel like if you look at all the animals on the planet, there are a lot of animals are hibernating during that time. They go more inside. We go more inside.
Yeah.
And be inside ourselves a little bit more in our wintertime. And then in the spring, if you look at that fall time, in the fall time, the trees take in the nutrients from the harvest, taking the nutrients from the leaves, and then they let go of the things that they no longer need. So they let go of those things, and then they go in more, and now most of the plant life and animals go inside to inside and hibernate, and they go inside themselves. So it's our time to go inside of ourselves in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's springtime. In springtime, we get to flourish and grow from the things that we've learned from going inside.
It's true. That's very, very true. Mm-hmm. That's very true. And, you know, and I found that I found out some things, you know, about myself, you know, in regards to relationships and, you know, the fact that I've been looking outwards instead of inwards. And because the relationship is not working, it's caused me to go inward and do some healing.
Yeah, that's where all the answers are.
And be true to myself, and just realize that sometimes, you know, if it's not working, it's not working, because I've just become exhausted in trying to make something work. And it's like, this isn't working, and I know my spirit's like, it's not working. And I know it's not working, so it's like, why can I not just let this go? And I know that it's not working, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I'm working on.
Yeah, I hear you with that. I used to, you know, from my root chakra wounding, I used to like grasp onto people and hold them really tightly, and I was afraid to let them go because I had that fear of abandonment, and even though the relationship might have been, you know, harmful for me, I was afraid to let them go. And once I started to release and heal the wounds in my root chakra, it's like, whoa, I'm not doing that anymore because I don't have that fear of abandonment anymore. This
yes.
is my root chakra issue, so that I have. The chakras definitely are a map to help you live your life in a more
balanced way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very true. Very true. So thank you. Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
Sure. Many blessings.
You too.
Take care. Okay. All right. Didn't want to miss that caller. So we now, you know, our show is coming to an end. Again, do you want to mention real quick where they can find you on Facebook?
You can find me at thechakrashaman.com or innerwisdomholistic.com. My phone number is 716-912-9399. Give me a call. You can find me on Facebook. My Facebook name is Yogini Nicole Petrov, the Chakra Shaman. And I have an Instagram account, chakra_shaman. So you can find me there as well.
Okay. And as always, keep referring back to ivyleaguepsychacademy.com for a list of classes and to, you know, book a reading with Ivy. You can also find her on Facebook, and she also has another website, ivyriverapsychicmedium.com. And again, I am Amanda Friedman, Psychic Medium on Facebook. So we thank you very much for tuning in tonight. I really want to thank Nicole for being here and for sharing her wisdom. I feel like it's so desperately needed. And our next show will be May 7th here on Ask a Medium at Academy Talk Radio, where we are raising up the next generation of lightworkers. Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Good night.